Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechte Zerich in Perik Tess, Mishnah Zayin. Bati Achatzerim. These are houses in a city that is not surrounded by a wall. Zog der Mishnah, in a way, you have the best of both worlds. Nois nin lehem koyach hayofa. Shebebati orichayim, you have the mylois, the extra schos, that normally comes only with selling a house in a walled city, as well as with koyach hayofa, you have all the schosim, Shebesadis, that comes with selling a steyachuza. For example, when you sell a house in a city without a wall or a wall al pi halacha, which is called bati achatzerim, nigala miyad, you can redeem it right away. You don't have to wait 2 years. V'nigalin kol shnei masar chaydesh. You can do it the entire year, the entire first 12 months. Kibbutim, just like houses, in a city surrounded by a wall. Now, by a stay achuzah, the halacha is, when you sell it, you can't redeem it before at least 2 years. You have to wait at least 2 years. But bati achatzerim, houses in an unwalled city, you can take it back right away. That's learned from the pasuk geula tiyaloi. You can redeem it instantly. Now, really, bati achatzerim can be redeemed both in the first year as well as in the second year. So what does the Mishnah mean, 12 months? The Mishnah doesn't mean dafka 12 months and afterwards not. The Mishnah means to say, right away. Don't have to wait. Different mefarshim explain why the Mishnah points out the 12 months, but everyone agrees. It's not to say that at the end of the 12 months you can't. Now, if you don't redeem it, v'yaitzim b'yaivol, it goes out on yaivol, u'begiron kesev, and when the seller comes to redeem it, he doesn't have to give the full price. He deducts the years that the buyer had it. Kisada is just like the halacha is by fields, but that's not the case when it comes to bati orichayma. Bati orichayma do not go out on yovel, and when you redeem it, you have to pay the full value. You can't deduct the amount of time that he lived there. But you have to know what's called bati chatzerim. Zakta Mishnah v'elu hein bati chatzerim. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have shtei chatzeros, shel shnei batim. You have two courtyards, each one has two houses. But there's a wall surrounding it, and the wall is there from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Ah, so l'chayr this should have a din of bati orichayim. No, hari elu kebati chatzerim. It still has a din of an unwalled city. Why? Because it doesn't have the shear that's required for it to be called a city. So we learned in our Mishnah Zayin, quickly chazering over, if you sell a house bebati chatzerim in a city that does not have a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, you have the mylois that one normally has when he sells a field, and you have the mylois that one normally has when he sells a house in a walled city. The seller can redeem it right away, unlike a field that you have to wait, and you get it back on yovel, unlike Pati Yerichayme, where you don't get it back on yovel if you didn't redeem it. You also deduct the amount of time that the buyer lived there, unlike Bati Yerichayme, where you can't deduct it.